You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on this Friday afternoon as we head into the New Year's Eve weekend. And on the line right now, we've been doing this section we call Hindsight and Foresight. So far, we've had Congressman Gary Palmer on. We've had Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News, Dale Jackson from WVNN and Yellowhammer, Jeff Poor from 1819 News, and now somebody coming on who's had her finger on the pulse of conservative policy issues for many moons, our friend Stephanie Smith. She's the president of the Alabama Policy Institute. She also worked previously for Governor Riley and has been in and around state politics and national politics, really, for quite a while. Stephanie Smith, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Phil. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you for making time, especially as this seems to be the week that I feel like Butters and I are the only ones working right now. but perhaps
yeah,
that's not true.
Yeah, I actually had my entire family here at our office today. I put my boys to work putting together some furniture and we actually put together a small podcast studio today.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
Yeah,
well, good
very
deal.
Fun.
Well, speaking of which, you've got quite the crew. Did y'all have a good Christmas?
Yeah, we had a great Christmas. Our family, because, you know, there are seven kids. There's, you know, a 22-year-old that's about to get married all the way down to an 8-year-old who's still a Santa believer. So we had a lot of fun.
Well, good deal. All right. Well, listen, I'm asking everybody, looking back on 23, what is your thought on the biggest stories? And I don't care, you know, of what capacity, national, international, local, whatever you want to do. What is your thought on the biggest story of 23? And then what's your prediction for the biggest stories going forward in 24?
So I think from a broad perspective, the biggest story has to be October 7th. Just because that situation is an international thing. But it's also something that is hitting pretty close to home as far as the level of anti-Semitism. I don't know about you, but I think we talked about this briefly, but it was pretty shocking to me that the after effects of such a horrible terrorist attack was not rallying around the people who were attacked, but actually attacking the people who were attacked,
yeah.
even here at home. There was even a rally at Auburn University that was not highly publicized, but it was there. And it's one of those things, you know, that surprised, frankly. So I think that was kind of the biggest international story. The biggest national story to me, which this is because I'm, you know, kind of a nerd as far as policy and politics go, was then the whole McCarthy, Matt Gaetz ending up with Mike Johnson as House Speaker debacle situation. That was so interesting to watch. And then also just kind of bringing that concept and what all happened with that back home of, you know, hey, how does the impact of what, you know, some people would call ultra-conservatives or the Freedom Caucus types, how does the impact of their voice being heard actually impact the entire process? As far as leadership goes and how the legislative process works.
I would agree with that. What about on the state level? What do you see as the biggest stories from last year?
Yeah, I think the biggest story from last year in the state, I'll tell you what it was and then what I think it should have been, was the riverfront brawl. The
really?
Brawl on, you know, yes, I think that was one of the things that people talked about the most nationally. It's one of those things, you know, you're like, oh, you know, you see a national story with somebody with one tooth and standing out in front of a trailer, and you think, oh, Lord, please don't let this be in Alabama. That was one of those that I was like,
so you think Alabama's Jerry Springer moment was the story of the year?
I do. And it's interesting because it was so ridiculous, but also, I think a lot of people clicked on that. I think a lot of people paid attention to it nationally, which is kind of unfortunate for us. And then the follow-up, which wasn't there, was that a couple of those folks were actually state employees. Not a big surprise, because there are a lot of people in Montgomery who are state employees, but there are a couple of those guys who are state employees that ended up, having some employment questions after their participation in that brawl. So
wow.
I thought that that was one of those that people talked about a lot, and this is probably selfish, but one of the things that I think people didn't talk about enough was the passage of the grocery tax cut and that overtime tax elimination. Mainly because as conservatives and, you know, most Republicans tend to rail against the growth of government, that we want tax cuts, we want our money back in our pocket. And then when that actually happens, we're like, oh, yeah, well, that wasn't enough, or thanks, and just kind of a pat on the back. But those two tax cuts or eliminations are going to save the people of Alabama $155 million this year alone.
Yep.
And so that's a big deal. And so to me, it's one of those, you know, if we're going to say we want that, we need to give credit where credit's due. And when the legislature actually passes a tax cut instead of a tax increase, we ought to be jumping up and down and thanking them.
I totally agree. It's so easy. It's so easy just to basically yammer when something doesn't go the way we think it. But when something does go right, call it what you see every single time. Give them the credit when credit's due.
Well, and I'll say this too. Both of those tax cuts were bipartisan. The grocery tax cut, as you're well aware, I mean, we've been talking about it for 25, 30, 35 years, the grocery tax cut, just that it was the right thing to do. Nobody could ever agree, because the Democrats wanted to, you know, replace that revenue with some other revenue always. And then the Republicans just wanted to cut it, but also wanted to cut corporate income tax and the other things that kind of benefited, you know, a top-down kind of procedure. And then on the overtime tax elimination, that was spearheaded by Anthony Daniels. And he, you know, came to me, frankly, and said, hey, let's build a bipartisan coalition to eliminate this tax. And I was like, absolutely. So both of those tax cuts were bipartisan in nature. And it showed me that, in Alabama, Even our Democrats, are pretty fiscally responsible. And so, it was an opportunity to show that bipartisanship can work in the state of Alabama. We can't agree on all things, but we can agree that government really doesn't need to grow to the rate that it is right now.
Well, I don't know that I've ever heard Alabama Democrats like Bobby Singleton and Roger Smitherman called fiscally responsible, but I'll go ahead and let that one slide.
They voted for both of those tax cuts.
They did.
I'll tell you that.
They did. Hey, let me ask you this though: with about 4 minutes left, so what do you see for 2024? What's the big doings? What's going to be the big predictions?
Yeah, I think the big things are obviously going to be the gambling push, which we know is coming, and then school choice, which we also know is coming to some degree. Whether or not we can come to an agreement on either one of those kind of remains to be seen. API it has been a leader in opposition to the expansion of gambling for years and a leader in the promotion of school choice for years, so we're knee-deep in both of those issues. But there are a couple of other things that I think will be things that actually happen in the legislature this year, which is a curtailment of the emergency powers of the governor in conjunction with a reassessment of how to appoint the state health officer. I think that one's coming. I think we're far enough away from COVID now to where we, you know, truly understand what was done, what wasn't done. What was done well, what wasn't done well, and the constitutionality of that is just really a problem for the state. I do think that there's going to be some addressing of this marijuana mess.
Oh, it's awful.
Whether or not that is a legislative happening or some sort of regulatory situation, that situation has got to be resolved. And so to me, it shows, for people who think like you and I do, Phil, it's like, oh, yeah, surprise. Creating a new government bureaucracy that is rife and ready for, you know, corruption didn't work, duh. so it's not a big surprise, except for, you know, I will say, Mr. McMillan, who I've known for 25 years and have a lot of respect for, is not a corrupt person. He's well thought of. You know, he's had a ton of roles in state government and in state politics for years. And so it's a little surprising that it's gotten away from him and gotten away from them, but it's indicative to me of just the mess that is state government. And when you give state government power that it shouldn't have, exactly what happens.
And when you pass a bill that was written by the special interests for their own benefit, guess what's going to happen? They're going to come in, and if they don't get their way and they're shocked they're not making their billions already on an industry that shouldn't even be allowed to stand up, they're going to fight over it. And it's just, to me right now, we're watching what would have happened had they passed that gambling bill a few years ago with the limited casinos and the basically assigning of rights to be a casino magnet. We're doing the same thing right now with this stupid marijuana bill that is basically violating every free market principle, and they're fighting over it right now, fighting over it.
That's right. And that's exactly what will happen if they do it this time, which is, you know, the supposedly the panacea of all this illegal gambling that's going on is to create a gambling commission to regulate it. Well, how's that going with marijuana? Not really well. So why would we want to emulate that with something that's clearly a corrupt, a corrupt industry? I mean, we've had the FBI here in the state for marijuana now, and previously they've been here in the state for corruption about gambling. So I'm not really sure why we think that would be any different this time around.
Well, your predictions, I do believe, carry some weight, and I look back on your 2023 with the Riverfront fight, and I find that to be the most interesting of the lookbacks of all the ones we've had today. That one may take the cake. I really didn't expect that to hear from. I mean, I was like, she's going to come in and talk about this bill or that legislation or. No, it was the Jerry Springer moment on the docks in Montgomery.
Did you watch it?
What, Jerry Springer
did
or the dog fight?
It,
I watched parts of it.
The dog fight.
I watched parts of it.
Of course you did. That's what I'm saying. That's why it was the biggest story, because everybody was like, wait, what happened? And then he brought out a chair.
And then he brought out a chair?
And then everybody watched.
And then Mama was pulling somebody's hair, and then next thing you know, the moo-moo was flying off, and it's awful.
It was just what people think about Alabama, and that's so unfortunate for us.
Anyway. All right. Well, listen, all y'all in the year family, have a wonderful, happy new year, and we'll talk to you again sometime soon, my friend.
Okay. Thanks so much, Bill.
All right. Take care. All right. We're taking the break. That's, that was just like a series of just great phone calls. We've just had Congressman Gary Palmer, Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News, Dale Jackson from WVNN, Jeff Poor from 1819 News, Stephanie Smith from the Alabama Policy Institute. I'm tired. Should we call it a day and go get a pizza? We got a little more to go. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.